I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, boy.
Here we go, hour number three. So I had the lengthy conversation with Andy Mannix on what's going on with the Minneapolis Police. Human Rights Division. Quoting Andy again, scathing account on racially profiling individuals, these fake social media accounts. Jacob Fry, repugnant, he says, about the accounts. Not in the report. He's horrified by the accounts. So now the city wants details. They want the documents. They want the facts. And the Human Rights Division basically says, Adam Carter, we'll get back to you. That they have, it's a policy. Just reading from the Mannix story. Unlike law enforcement agencies, the Human Rights Department operates under special data laws that gives the commission discretion over what records are made available to the public. How about to the city? And by the way, it is sunlight and people knowing about this. When we talked to Mannix, finally, the Human Rights Division got back to us and said, Commissioner Lucero is unavailable. And just picking up on what Mannix said at the end, too. Adam, when we talked about it, we spent a lot of time on it that day when it came out. And among the folks who responded to us were a lot of people saying, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's more of the anti-cop persona, it's the liberal agenda, it's impossible to be a police officer, and I want proof. The city should get proof, the public should get proof, and there is something fundamentally wrong with this to me, Carter. When you can make these, in court, if somebody makes these damning accusations against you, you're going to have access to all the information. This is destroying the Minneapolis Police Department. Not every single one, but through administration after administration saying targeting blacks and fake accounts and this and that. And then when the city's trying to look at it, we won't give you the info. How is this possibly right? How is this not just unbelievably arrogant in a flawed system from the Human Rights Department?
I don't know the answer to that, but I will say this. I mean, out of that report, I think what stood out to a lot of us in the newsroom, and maybe you and many of our listeners, is that was that specific detail about these covert, you know, these social media accounts kind of being used for no police purpose. And
yes, for sure.
What I'm wondering, too, and again, I think it would clear it up if we saw the at least the evidence that the state has. I think maybe some of the question is, okay, what the argument over, okay, we're using these accounts. We can argue that this we're using this account in a fashion that relates to a police investigation, whereas maybe a group of people would look at it and say, well, no, that's you're crossing the line there. So I'm wondering.
A gray area.
Yeah. But again, without, you know, sharing that information that you have on it, it's kind of hard. You can't just say, well, we've got it and we've made that determination and. No, you can't look at it. I find it hard to believe that it's that the city itself doesn't at least maybe not completely welcome every single change or at least that process. I would think that they'd want that information to aid in the process of changing the police department for the better.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I believe that. Dan, here's the thing. Adam nailed it. We can't even debate if the information is right. We can't say, well, I see this. Adam sees this. You see this. When the information isn't there. So if you just want to talk about progress in the city of Minneapolis with the police, what is unfair to the police, what has been unfair to the citizens, we can't do this. I mean, how is this going to go forward in a way where those accused of this, within the broadest sense of the police department, are going to feel like, okay, you're right, we did that, or we get vindication, if we're not going to see some of the tangible evidence over a two-year investigation? What other agency do we have at the state or city where they conduct a two-year investigation and offer up some such damning comments, and we say, okay, can you lay it out for us? Nah, just trust us. We got it.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, they might be right, but show us.
Yeah, I mean, where do you want to start? I mean, the hypocrisy of this is blinding, right? That the entire point of this investigation is to bring to light things that had been kept loosely under the covers of the MPD for a long time. All the bad behavior, all the, you know, racist policies, so on and so forth. So we're going to shine the light of truth on the Minneapolis Police Department. We're just not going to tell you any of the stuff that we have that shines that particular light. So now we're covering up what we're uncovering from the uncovering of the cover-up. I mean, it just, your mind gets twisted in a pretzel when you try to figure out how this, there's any logic to this whatsoever. And I thought Andy nailed it, you know, in your interview with him, when he said, look at all the people that came out right away and said, no, you know, this is wrong. They're making stuff up. This is just activists. This is wokeism. This isn't anything to do with anything. Well, okay, here's the evidence. You take a look at it and tell me what's going on. Well, no, we can't do that. No, we can't possibly. All you're doing is feeding the fire of everybody who doesn't actually care what the evidence is, just wants to believe that none of this is actually happening. And not releasing the evidence only adds fuel to their fire. It's just ridiculous on its face.
Adam, do you see a realistic scenario over the next couple weeks, or maybe it's even a couple months, where the Human Rights Department can continue to say, we're not going to release the information, or, you know, we're taking a look at it?
Well, the failure to turn over that information has stopped the negotiations here, stopped the communication between the state and city, so I don't see how that can continue. I don't see how what kind of scenario where they can just say, okay, this investigation is done for any length of period of time.
Yeah, I don't see how it happens either. You want to chime in through text, you can. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. In fact, I want to pause here so we can get to a few of your texts on this and also some other items on the lighter side, including a Tiger Woods debate, a payphone debate, and a television show that I'm finally up to speed on, which is just amazing. But you want to chime in on this important topic? Listen, Mannix was great. We talked about another segment. We think it's important. I hope enough people keep talking about this so we get some resolution on at least the facts being out there so the debate can take place as opposed to just trust us. That doesn't work, whether it's state and city, especially when it's so important regarding the biggest city and what people have felt about this is how I've been treated for a long time, or the city is unfair to police officers. Now let's see what a two-year investigation develop with actual evidence. What a novel concept, the actual evidence. 651-461-9226. All Harry Styles all day. Adam, your pal on Lake Minnetonka, Alex Rodriguez. Instagram story about 15 minutes ago, looking handsome as can be. And in the background, he's got what does appear to be an iPad. Certainly not a full computer. But in the background, he's got that computer up. And the press release shows Tim Connelly coming to run the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it is an official press release from the Timberwolves. According to El Duguay, my guy Darren Wolfson, it since has been deleted, the Instagram story. Now, I mean, it is just classic of my former organization to have something like this takes place. I will say this from my involvement in the media for a long, long time. I'm old. Many times, Adam and Dan, and you both know this, in anticipation of something happening, releases are written. My guy Flip, one of the biggest battles Flip and I ever got in, was the Gopher job was done. They were down to the last, what Flip thought, minor details. And I got a tip at about 10 o'clock. Release is done. It's going out. And I went on the air. I don't know. Maybe Heinze was doing 99. I don't know what. He called me furious at me that it's not done. I go, I know the release is done. And in the end, that's when Norwood Teague did the power play of, I'm going to hire the assistants. And basically it was code, you can't hire Ryan. And so working with the Wolves, I know releases were written at times anticipating something happening. But they didn't go out. In this case, A-Rod, not a lot of follow-up on A-Rod there, Carter. I mean, when he's taking the picture and he's got this release out, unless...
It's almost like it's a setup, though, because it's so obvious. I mean, what, you know,
hold on a second. A-Rod isn't capable of screwing up.
No, I fully believe that.
The Wolves aren't capable of screwing up publicly?
Oh, well, I mean, the history, I mean, that's a definite screw up. But I'm just saying, it just seems like such a strange pose in the office with the computer just perfectly set there and some guy in the back looks like he's...
What's the guy in the back doing?
I thought he had a pool cue at first, but it's one of A-Rod's old bats, probably. And then it looks like there's a bottle of vodka on the table. What's going on here, A-Rod?
I don't know. I mean, we should.
Maybe he's doing some day drinking.
Well, yeah. I mean,
A-Rod does look tremendous, right? We all agree with the suit and everything.
Yeah, for sure. He's very dapper. But the caption on the picture says what Nick up to bat, right? So it's about the guy in the background with the bat. Is, you know, the joke of the take? I'm gonna take this selfie and look. Here's this guy with the bat. Isn't that funny? Somehow, I don't know. But the press release is just so, like Adam said, so perfectly positioned in the picture. That if it was any other franchise other than the Timberwolves, you would maybe lean towards, is this a goof?
And him, though.
Yes, and him.
Let's not
yes,
take
no,
him out of the
right.
equation.
You're 100% right.
It does beg the question, though. There are many more things that would be worse having on your computer in that picture. Let's name some of those off. Hardcore right. pornography on the screen. That's one of them, right?
A divorce. How about you're contacting a divorce attorney and your husband or wife doesn't know?
That would be one.
How about text us? What else is worse than just, by the way, if they land Tim Connelly, it is a great hire. He's done a great job in Denver, and it's driven, by the way, 100% by A-Rod and Lori to get this done. Glenn was more than willing to stay with Gupta. These guys want the big hitter. The word was, I was told many times, Glenn, like, I'm still paying the money right now, you know? And I still think there's a lot of people wondering if A-Rod and Lori have the money for the last payment, which is enormous. So anybody who thinks the A-Rod-Lori thing is a done deal, it's not yet. They got to come up with some money, and I fully expect they're going to need to bring in a third person. What else would be worse? You take a picture and you put it out there on your Insta, your Twitter. How about your married Carter, your girlfriend on the side, and you, your pictures when the two of you snuck away to Vegas?
Definitely. I'm thinking specifically to A-Rod, though. Let's see, he's got a like Boston Red Sox, you know. Like fan, you know, Boston Red Sox screensaver. Maybe a receipt for steroids, you know, like.
Well, I think we know that. That wouldn't surprise
no,
us,
would it? I guess not.
I think it's broader if it's for all of us, yeah. Right? Cook, turns out you take the picture, and you never attended your school at all. Mm-hmm. This has all been fake.
Or me standing
that next, would be a problem
yeah,
for you.
Next to some sort of Christian iconography, you know, giving it the single finger salute or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else you got, Carl? I mean, you were so quick with the hardcore pornography.
Yeah,
I mean,
you just went right to it.
Who knows hardcore pornography better than you? So I'm glad you came up with that.
What if he's what
Mike Lindell? You're talking to him on FaceTime.
Yeah, it's like a Zoom call, and it's Lindell and Rudy Giuliani and General Flynn.
There's a lot of guy ones that I'm sure maybe the wives wouldn't want to see.
Well, looks like it's a Johnny K. just tweeting that they've got an agreement in place with Tim Connolly.
Yeah. Well, Johnny's the one who had the story.
Yep.
So that's a very, very good hire. He's proven track record. It's I mean,
do you have a second source? Yeah, your Instagram account.
Here's his second source. The soon-to-be owner of the team. Okay, two other things real quick. I want to talk euphoria, but we need more time. I'll just say this. I finally finished the second season. It's an amazing show. You with me?
I loved it.
I absolutely love the show. It is unique. It is different. It is uncomfortable. It is unexpected. The use of music. Yeah, it's not high school for almost all of us. And it can be disconcerting, but man, is it good. How high are your expectations tonight for the mid-season finale of Better Call Saul?
Extremely high. Oh, you mean am I high right now?
Well, you're always high. I was just looking for maybe a little more.
Well, we've heard that there's going to be a big cliffhanger. So,
has to be.
Yes,
has to be. Let's not forget. And if you're watching Breaking Bad right now, tune away. But the mid-season finale for Breaking Bad is when Hank figured out Walt broke bad. This has got to be something big, and it's got to be something big with one person, Kim.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're headed, right? It's kind of been focused on her, so.
It's got to be. Payphone, last one in Manhattan, taken out today. Do we have any payphones left in Minnesota?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
We must. I don't remember seeing one, though.
We're separating payphone and phone booth, right?
Yes. Like you mean an empty phone booth, right? I mean, if the phone booth contains a payphone, then that would count.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, like outside of gas stations sometimes would have a payphone without a booth around it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, phone booth, well, I can't tell. There's got to be one somewhere, right? That's.
And not just to collectors,
that's
right?
Just the thing, yeah.
Where it's people actually use it.
Okay, no, if it's not like a, I don't think there's a phone booth in Minnesota.
I mean, somewhere.
You don't think there's a phone booth in the state that people operationally are using?
Boy, somewhere, I find it hard to believe.
Somewhere in greater Minnesota? Has to be.
I think, well, let's not forget, Adam thinks of greater Minnesota as rocks and cows.
That's right.
That's Dan. I was celebrating greater Minnesota last week. I was on the elements.
It was an excuse to get a day off. Come on. Tell the truth. Chip Scoggins is with us in the Matter Moments. A lot to talk about, including Tim Connolly running the Wolves and many items, including a 7-6 Twins comeback. The excellent columnist for the Star Tribune is up in a matter of minutes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chipper is here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chip's battling some phone issues. So we hope his phone works. If it doesn't, it's just one of those things. That's why it's a perfect lead-in, Chip. We just were talking about, do we ever see any payphones and phone booths anymore? Because the last one was just taken out of Manhattan today. If somebody has a photo of a recent phone booth or payphone in Minnesota, tweet it at me at Chad Hartman Show. I believe there still are somewhere in greater Minnesota, but Chip, I don't remember the last time in Minnesota I saw a payphone or a phone booth. Couple texts are suggesting Hennepin County Government Center when you're in trouble, you know, where there's still the payphone in that case.
I can't remember the last time I saw it, but considering what I've been dealing with T-Mobile and this LG nationwide, some kind of outage that's, I'm getting a weird prompt every 5 seconds. I would go back to the phone on the wall with the long cord that we used to have in our houses. Yes. You had that? You could be on. Oh, yeah. Ours was in the kitchen. I'm not kidding you. I could talk in my bedroom. That cord was so long. I would take it, that right now.
The rotary dial, of course, right?
Yes. And then, you know, you'd call the operator, right? Remember when you'd call the operator and they'd put you through? I was trying to explain it to my kids the other day, and you thought I lived on another planet.
See, I don't think here – I mean, Tennessee just got running water like 10, 11 years ago, so it's a different situation. I know people used to do that. I don't think at a point when I was – dialing, what time? I mean, I don't know. Am I dialing at 7, 8 years old? I mean, how are you when you're first using the phone? I don't, and maybe it is, and I just forgot. I have no recollection, or I had to call the operator and said, connect me with so on and so forth.
I absolutely remember calling the operator, and maybe things were a little bit behind in Tennessee. I mean, you know, we used to stand by the TV, and that's how we changed the channels, right? Your dad would say, keep turning, and you turn the knob.
Yes,
Sid made you do that too, right? You'd have to stand by, yeah. And you were the remote control back then. I absolutely remember calling the operator. So I don't know how old I was, but I definitely remember doing that.
Yeah, and in the early remote controls, by the way, and TVs, they were so clunky and loud. It was just... channel, and I mean, just made the loudest noise. A mutual friend of ours is saying that he still sees payphones at rest areas. You know, so again,
okay,
greater Minnesota or across the country, the payphone or the phone booth in a rest area situation. I guess that's possible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't remember last time I've been to a rest area, but I think it's makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But it's funny. I can't remember, now to sit here and think about it, I can't remember last time I saw one. I would love to get my kids, take them to a payphone and ask them to try to use it and see what they would do. Yeah, I'm sure they'd probably figure it out after about 15 minutes, but they would stare at it like it's like they didn't know what it was.
Yeah. All right. So if you have a photo of a payphone or a phone booth, tweet it at me at Chad Hartman Show. I now have my new person to follow, Chip, on breaking NBA news. His name is Alex Rodriguez. Are you familiar with what happened with A-Rod's Instagram account?
I'm at Target Field now, and I have your show playing in the press box, so I overheard it, but I didn't. He scooped everybody, right? He had the press release?
Yes. Yes, so he's taking a photo with, like, Nick at bat or something, and he's looking great. He's got the mug up. I guess it's his logo or something. And the Tim Connelly release is in the background. And we both know at times teams will anticipate, and sometimes it doesn't happen. In this case, it did happen. So no shams, no Johnny K, no Woj for breaking NBA news. It's now A-Rod. Consider the Wolves' history and A-Rod's history, it's too good, right? It's just too good.
Yes. Well, yeah, and you're right. Teams absolutely write out press releases before it's done. They just want to have it done, and everybody sign off on it and look at it and see what it says. So that's not uncommon for that to happen. It's probably uncommon to tweet it out, to have it on your screen.
Yes, it is.
But you know
okay,
what,
so let's – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I like the fact that it's one for the fences. I mean, this is a, you know, they could have played it safe and kept Sanjay Gupta in that role and said, you know what, we're going to roll with it and let him kind of spread his wings and be more active than he was as the interim. But to their credit, Mark Lowry and A-Rod said, no, we're going to go out there and try to get a big name. And they pulled it off. Took a lot of money, but they pulled it off.
100% with you. And it's funny because right now it took a lot of money and it's Glenn's money at this point. You know,
yeah. Right.
Should be their money, but I'm telling you, this story to watch is, do these guys have enough money for the next $600-700 million? It's something to watch. So let's talk Conley, because Conley joins the Nuggets in 13, and he replaces Masai. And Masai, who's gone on to Toronto, and they won the title, and is regarded as one of the three or four best GMs of basketball. Tim Connelly has been fantastic. And the signature move, of course, is getting Joker in the second round. But they have done a very good job with late first-round picks, second-round picks, free agencies. He's built a very impressive front office. And there are names in the NBA who run basketball operations that get bigger buzz. But if you ask people what they think of Tim Connelly, they speak very, very highly of what he has done. And it's just going back to what you said. Now, Glenn has always been willing to spend money on the basketball side. He has. Mm-hmm. You know, this hasn't been the Polad situation. They've been over the luxury tax. They gave Tibbs a lot of money. They paid Flip a lot of money. But in this case, Chip, it could have been easy to say to stay with Gupta and say Gupta had to be with Rosas. Rosas, if it wasn't because of his personal issues, would still be there and would be lauded about various moves. Keep Gupta and go forward. But, and again, no guarantee, but I love that they went out. They're going to give him potential equity in the team. I don't know if they're going to have to give any compensation yet, but why not go for a guy who's well regarded, and you want to say we're the different team? It's another sign.
Well, and that's the thing. And you look at what the roster he's built. I think a lot of their biggest issues, they've had so many injuries, right? That's really kind of held that team back from ascending even higher. And you know, a lot of us, even in the media, but that don't follow the NBA that closely, and certainly I think fans it's harder to know the resumes of people in the front office, right? You don't follow that closely and how well they're regarded. So I lean on people that really cover the NBA, Johnny Kay, Chris Heisman, Woj. Woj just, in his story or his tweet said this is a, I think, groundbreaking or, you know, gigantic move for the Wolves. So I take that for what it is. And this is a team that historically has been overlooked and been made some poor decisions in hiring, whether it's coach or front office, getting it right and doing what it takes to go out and land. I mean, you're talking about $8 million a year for a front office for someone to run your operations. I don't know what the standard contract is, but that seems like it's got to be up there, you know, among the highest in the league. And the fact that they agreed to give him some ownership equity, I don't know how common that is. I would think it's probably not very common.
Rare. It's rare. So, you know, when Flip ended up getting it, it was like 0.1%, 0.2%. So I'm sure this is a small amount, but like Pat Riley gets that type of thing.
Correct.
You know, Masai might have it in Toronto. It's very rare. And again, I've known this for a couple weeks. This is all driven by Lori and Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. And again, it was the classic. You got to meet in Mankato. Yeah. You got to have the lasagna. Glenn's got to sign on board. But if you're a Wolves fan who wants to feel good about the potential, no guarantee, but the potential of, you got Edwards, you got Towns, you got some other surrounding people, and now you got a guy that almost everybody in the league thinks is very good at what he does. That's a pretty good feeling in the early part of summer.
Well, that's what it is, Chad. It's all about momentum, right? I mean, this organization absolutely gained momentum this year when you double your win total, and obviously the way the playoff series went was not good when you give up that many double digit blown leads in the fourth quarter. But if you look at if you step back and take, you know, the 30,000 view, you would say this organization has some momentum now with Ant coming into and becoming the superstar within the pieces, the roster that they built. And now you add a front office leader who is widely respected around the league as being a guy who knows how to draft and develop. This is just another piece of that where, yes, if you're a fan, you absolutely feel good about the direction that this organization is going. Now, well, for so many years, you felt like it was hopeless. And now you feel like, okay, this thing is going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And there's a bunch of other, you know, names I could cite, which is kind of inner ball stuff, but I won't bore people with details. But Tim Connelly's track record is fabulous. Let's talk Twins with Chip Scoggins. He's at Target Field on what should be a beautiful night to see the Twins play the perpetually woeful Tigers. You'll hear that ball game on CCO. Harry Styles all day. Chip Scoggins with us right now. Twins, great win yesterday. No other way to say it. Great win. You're dead in the water. You're losing 6-0. You score 7. You win, you sweep the perpetually terrible Royals, and you're on pace right now, Chip, if you're the Minnesota Twins, to win in the upper 90s. So I want to talk about that. If you're on pace to win upper 90s, you should be happy, you should be proud, you should be optimistic. I still think there's a part of it, and I'm in that group that saw them just get walked on by the Astros. The Dodgers came to town, destroyed them, and I get it. With the Astros, they were beat up. What is your sense? Okay, we have the data off a slow start and then a nice long run. But what is your sense when you look at this team? And if in a division where I'm not willing to write off the White Sox yet, but with some other teams, pretty pitiful. Where can they match up with the better teams? Because it's still going to be about, doesn't mean you don't enjoy the regular season, but it's still going to be about what you do in October.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of put your finger on because they're better than I thought they were going to be. Let's say that. Their pitching so far has been much better than I thought it was going to be. But we also have to acknowledge there's some really bad baseball teams. some really bad teams. Yes. And they are beating up on them. Now, they don't have to apologize for other teams' failures. But we did see when the Astros blew through here. And you're right, they were beat up, but they just got blown off the field. But, you know, they're in this run now where you play the Royals and Detroit, and then they play the Royals again. They're in this stretch of, for a couple of weeks where they're just playing some really bad teams. So this is where you need to play good ball and maintain that lead. But, you know, they're 25-16, so it's kind of hard to you know, I mean, I know everybody's mad, and I was mad about the Royce Lewis thing last week, and the Buxton thing has made people frustrated. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of fueling some of it. But I also think people are smart enough to understand, okay, let's see when they start playing better teams, if the, is the pitching going to hold up for the entire season and not just, you know, have this good little run against bad teams.
And I know our guy Patrick is driving this, and he's 100% right. Falvey made a number of good moves, but they got absolutely destroyed in the Taylor Rogers trade. I mean, just absolutely destroyed in that trade, you know? And it wasn't like Paddock's arm didn't raise issues with multiple other clubs, and Bagan was horrible in September. And I don't care about control if the one guy who's so much better than the other guy is on your team. And by the way, you're paying his money, and I get it. Duran is must watch. You're telling me you wouldn't like Duran and Rogers at the end of the game also?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is so baffling by it is they knew that there was arm problems there and did it anyways and kicked in the $6.5 million. And I've already seen the pushback from people like, well, they have them under control for, you know, 23 and 24 season two. And it's like, yeah, but this is the second time a guy's had Tommy John, you know, and it's still when you see what Rogers is doing and was such an effective pitcher here. And now he's leading the league in saves out there. So that one, it was a head scratcher. And you lump that on top of the Buxton news and Royce Lewis news came within, what, four days of each other? And so I think that's where people were saying, oh, we don't care if they're winning. We're frustrated with these two moves and or these two decisions. So that's kind of fueling some of it.
Yeah, and they got a rise going really good right now, you know. Correct. And he's an old-school platoon player right now. You don't have that many platoon players. He's not playing. What about 80% of the time against left-handed pitching, but right now he is chewing up right-handed pitching.
I would put him in the lineup every day, and I know he, you know, the lefties, it's the splits are different.
I wouldn't. I mean,
the guy's such a professional hitter, and you just want to see him at bat as much as possible. And he's just a pro. I mean, I just love to watch that guy hit. Like you said, Duran, we all love to watch him throw at 102 miles an hour. To me, I love to watch your eyes bat and just kind of the gyrations and everything he does there in the box. He's fun.
Yeah. And listen, it's not like Polanco is on fire yet. And, you know, Sanchez came through with a couple sacrifice flies. Their bullpen outside of, you know, the young kid yesterday was fine. So, yeah, they're interesting. All right. Enjoy the night. It's absolutely beautiful out there. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk soon.
Brother, we'll see you.
Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. Linda's construction time check is 257. Any roof issues, GAF Asphalt is a great way to go. The Paul and Jordana Show is next. Have a fabulous afternoon, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.